Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Welcome back. Yes, it hasn't been a full week, only 3.5 minutes. This is a special broadcast of the Conscious Consultant Hour because we have something special going on. Yes, as I mentioned in my last show, myself and my dear friend Lydia Belton, who you see on the Facebook live stream on the blue jacket all the way at the end.
Dr. Tranquility in the house.
Yes, Dr. Tranquility is in the house. We are doing a talk at the Awaken Fair, and it's really such a pleasure for me to have Paula Caracappa in studio. Hey, got it.
A lot of people mangle that, so you did very well.
Oh, thank you, Paula. Because, like, I've had people, like, trying to connect us, I think, for years. Because how long has Awaken Fair been going on now?
Really since 2002, but in its current incarnation, because you know how these things go, incarnations. So its current incarnation since 2009.
Since 2009. Yes. So like 9 years is in its current incarnation.
Correct.
Wow. Because I know like so many people who have either spoken at the fair or attended it. They're like, Sam, you got to meet Paula. She's mm-hmm. great. So what inspired you to start Awaken Fair?
Back in 2002, I was a holistic practitioner.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew a lot of people who were holistic practitioners. Mm-hmm. And I brought a bunch of people together in my office in White Plains to share our practices with each other.
Okay.
And everybody loved it. And, oh, can we do this again? And, oh, can I bring my friends? And, oh, I have a friend who offers teas, special teas. Can I bring my friend? And, oh, I have a friend who makes jewel. So off it went. Nice. So that was 2002. There were 42 people in an office, maybe twice the size of this room. So it wasn't a lot of space. It was a very cozy event.
Okay.
And it grew from there. It grew from there. And its next incarnation was maybe 100 guests and maybe, I'm going to say, 30 exhibitors at a place in New Rochelle called The Oaks, which is a holistic learning center. And it was there for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
And then I took the leap into hotels, which allowed a much bigger, and at that point, scary expansion. And it went great. So
how big is it?
Now I have about 120 exhibitors and about 1,000 guests.
Wow.
And you know, when I say guests, I really mean that. This is not a trade show or an expo. It's a big party where everybody who's there is on the same page. Yeah. So whether you're an exhibitor or you're a guest, you talk to the person next to you because you're looking at something that interests both of you. So it's a wonderful, positive, expansive, connected atmosphere, and I know you're going to like it a lot.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward. I'm really looking forward to it. So just real quickly, you're a holistic practitioner. What got you into the alternative holistic world?
I was very interested in health, always interested in health. I'm a Virgo, and that's a thing for Virgos is health. So the more I read about health, the more I was drawn to the things that were on the edge, the alternative practices. And 20 years ago, even meditation was, whoa, that's a little voodoo.
Yeah,
it's a little different today. Uh-huh. But so that was the beginning. I started exploring. And my first real practice was something called polarity that is
Therapy.
Real well known. But yes, polarity, that I took a certification at the Open Center in New York. And this was when they were down on Spring Street.
Yes.
And it took 2 years. But once you do one, once you learn one, oh my goodness,
started,
then you hear about
you
this,
stop,
then you
right.
hear about that. So now I'm also a Reiki master teacher and a meditation facilitator, have done a lot of meditation, led and taught a lot of meditation in my life, and EFT, tapping, emotional freedom.
Wonderful, wonderful. And she brought with her a guest,
Ta-da!
Elliot Landry. Welcome, Elliot.
Hi.
Hi. So you have a little bit of a claim to fame, don't you?
Yes.
Tell our audience.
I'm best known for my photographs of famous musicians in the 60s. Bob Dylan, National Skyline album cover, The Band, their first two albums.
Ah.
I was one of the official photographers of the Woodstock Festival.
Uh-huh.
Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and so on. I did that, that genre of work for about a year and a half, and then I was finished with it. I began photographing my wife and children for about 8 years. I did that because I felt I wanted to share that kind of beauty with people. I felt that the love of mother and child love period was more important to share than other things I've been doing previous to that. And I've been a photographer. I keep doing photographs whenever I'm inspired. Oh. I never look to take a picture. A picture looks for me, and then I have to take it.
I like that, right?
Because I'm basically a lazy person.
I really like it. The lazy person's guide to success.
I really enjoy the picture doing nothing. When I can manage that.
And so, what attracted you to work with Paula and the Awaken Fair?
Well, I don't know. Let's see.
I know. Okay. I made it. Elliot had purchased a ticket to an Awaken Fair 4 years ago, maybe five years ago. And something got messed up, and he wrote me this note, like, what's wrong with you people?
No, I never told about that.
I wrote back, oh, I'm so sorry. And then we started talking to each other, as is always the deal with people who are on a path of love and positive energy. No matter what the beginning is, it always turns into collaboration and, you know, emotional or psychological or spiritual handholding. And Elliot ended up presenting at the next Awaken Fair as a healer. He presented to my VIP guests early, and that was the beginning.
Wonderful. So
I'm getting chills when she describes that, because it's really true. When there's interconnections between people, and when they meet at first, it just comes through. You could be talking about the price of eggs or something.
Right.
And then
right.
somehow it bubbles to the surface about what you're really doing.
And what kind of healing work do you do?
Well, I don't call it healing work, but it does do healings. And it's about 30 years ago or something, I discovered that I could share a very quiet, still energy with people. And I never learned it. I just discovered I could do it. And for a long time, I would only work with people who I met personally and on a friendly basis. And if they needed something, if they had a problem or if they were feeling bad physically or they had an emotional thing happening, I would just offer to help. I said, I think I can help you. And it almost always worked. I really didn't know how powerful it was for a while. And then maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I started to do public sessions, let's say, where I would just basically, I go into a room with people and I put my hands up. I don't even know if that's necessary. And I just say, okay, let's go. And the energy just comes into the room and quiets people down. Really, and it's quite powerful, actually. I once did it with like 60 young, two different classes in a high school with 30 young people, like teenagers, 16 years old, and so
Have
on.
You ever seen Braco?
What is that?
Are you familiar with Braco?
No.
He's a Croatian, Serbian-Croatian healer, and he's a gazer. He basically comes, and people get incredible healing from just being in his presence, and he just gazes at people. He doesn't say a word. No. But it sounds kind of not all that different from what you do, and he's very, very well known. He has a huge following.
I can't say people get incredible healings, but I can say they go incredibly deep in within to themselves, and then I explain how they can bring back that energy, because it's not my energy that they're feeling. And then you use this energy to make your life better, to make yourself better physically. But I was saying with the two classes of 16, 17-year-olds in high school, almost every child in that class just went completely out like this for 45 minutes. And without, and then that brings you to a place of what I call essence. And my teaching is that the more you practice being in essence, the more you like it. So that if something comes into your life that's stressing to you, you don't respond to it. You just stay centered with it. And I help people to reach that for the first time very quickly, and then give them instructions kind of about how to pay attention to it.
So so you're an expert at holding space.
At holding space. I hadn't thought of it like that. Holding space. And you know what? People said to me, what do you call what you're doing? After I started to do it in, with groups and so on. I only did it like once every so often. I live in Woodstock, and I'm really very busy with my other work, my photography and my music and my video and things. I've invented an app, an interactive music video app, actually. So I'm really kind of over my head with things to do already. So I was doing it every so often when I couldn't. People said, what is this? Are you doing Reiki? Are you doing this? And it's not anything that has a name to it. So I said, what I'm doing is I'm sharing stillness with you.
Oh, okay. Sharing stillness. I like that.
I call it sharing stillness because that's
cool.
The essence. You go into a still space.
Yeah.
And the nature of life is still. Essence comes first, and then we come afterwards.
Right.
So this brings you back.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And of course, we have to, big thank you to Lydia for bringing these wonderful people in studio. Yes. How did you come to work with Paula and get to know about the Awaken Fair?
It all started as a mental health expert, as Dr. Lydia or Dr. Tranquility. And I went from there into connecting with Paula at a fair. I think we met the first time at Awakens. I thought, well, you know, I know some people, let me go check this fair out. And I think I did a presentation, and I hadn't even been there before, and I was sold out. And we were talking about PR, and I just fell in love with Paula's energy and the energy of the people at this particular event. Having evolved from media expert for, you know, major TV and radio and magazines and being published in Forbes to moving in the wellness community, it's a bit of a shift. And so being in the wellness community and seeing all the expos in the business aspect of the business is also a shift. What Paula brings to the table with Awaken Fairs is this very familial, it's almost like going to a family reunion, you know, and everyone is excited about seeing each other, and the sales are the byproduct.
Right. You know?
Very well said. Very
wonderful,
well said.
Wonderful, wonderful. So just a quick shout out to all of our viewers on the Facebook live stream. Madam X, Nahaz, Lori, Bachar, Barbara, Dennis, and Sirve. And Dennis says the mother and child reunion is something to be aware. Peace, love, and music. Thank you, Dennis, and our loyal fans. So, Paula, what about doing the Awaken Fair gives you the most joy?
Good question. Good question. I love connecting with everybody. You know, everybody has body, mind, and spirit. Not everybody is so aware of their spirit. And sometimes when you talk about that, or you talk about essence or stillness out in the larger world, people look at you as though you're a little strange. Yeah. So it's so great to be with people who all understand that. You know, the people who, in my mind, are evolved to where they have an awareness of their spirit and all the things that connect us to each other. So I think that's my biggest joy, is being with a lot of people who have that same connection. And also, Lydia reminded me of something. Everybody who's there, including Lydia, including Elliot, including you this coming fair, is all trying to make the world a better place. It's all about positivity. It's all about joining each other and lifting each other up. So whether you're doing that by PR, by letting people know about these events, you're doing it through photographs, through music, through communication, it's all that same movement upward to a better place, which, God, we know we need that in this world. There's a lot of darkness and negativity trying to pull us in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Okay.
So
we're going
to
talk
according
about
to what Paul said in the same. It's like being in fresh water when you're at this Awaken Fair, because she's right. The energy is all there.
Beautiful.
It's like you don't have to swim anymore. You can just float and do your thing.
Beautiful. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that awakening part of what's going on in the world today. And we have more guests calling in later on. So please, everybody, stay tuned. You're listening to the a special broadcast of this Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. This is a special broadcast with Paula Caracappa and guests. Paula, who is the founder and owner of the Awaken Fair. So before we went to break, we were just talking about, you know, kind of the energy of the place and sort of what's going on in the world in general. And yeah, there's a lot of maybe not so supportive energies out there, but there is a real flowering of consciousness really happening. And I think by the virtue of how successful the Awaken Fair has become over the last 9 years, it really shows that people are thirsting for this and they're really looking for something like it. Mm-hmm. So if someone were to come to the Awaken Fair on Sunday, what can they expect? They walk into the room and what are they going to see?
They're going to be, I'm going to say overwhelmed, but I'm not sure if that's the right word. But they're going to be impressed by 60 assorted vendors. That means a table offering some kind of product, often handmade, certainly unique, special, natural products that range from jewelry to CBD oils are very big right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
Essential oils, handmade soaps. I love where technology and healing meet. So we have Beamer, if you haven't heard about Beamer.
Oh, Beamer,
come
yeah,
and see Beamer.
Yeah.
So there's that. But really the number one, presentation of the fair is the speakers. We mm-hmm. have three rooms of speakers all day, no additional cost for that. And people can learn about everything from you and Lydia are talking about PR and how to reach more people mm-hmm. to connecting with your angels to mm-hmm. chiropractic and everything in between. So something for everybody in the speaker area. And then we also have healers. So we talked mm-hmm. a little bit about healing. The healers at the Awaken Fair are mostly energy workers. Mm-hmm. So people who are doing Reiki, people who mm-hmm. are doing polarity, mm-hmm. EIT, EFT. So EIT. A variety of healing modalities there mm-hmm. for people to have a little sample. So we're right. offering sessions that are 15 or 30 minutes, not as, the be all and end all, but as a taste of what it can be like for people.
Can you give our audience an idea of maybe who are like two or three of your most popular speakers who you have coming this year?
I can. Because I have it right here on my phone.
And by the way, one good thing about technology as far as having information at your
anything.
Fingertips. Yeah.
And everybody can see the whole deal at www.awakenfair.com. So one of my favorite speakers is Dr. Eric Kaplan. And he's talking, the title of his talk is Breakthrough Research in the Prevention of Memory Loss and Dementia. So as the baby boomers get older, everybody's yes. worried about losing their minds, losing their memories, and he's got right. some fabulous information about how to avoid that. We have a speaker by the name of Ann Finneran, who is from an organization called SHARE, S-H-A-R-E. Her talk is World Change, A Spiritual Perspective. And that's a little bit of what we were talking about before,
yeah.
how to change the world. We have healers, including Elliot, including Hanson C. and his wife, Madam Equus. They're doing a talk and healing at the end of the day. So such a variety of different speakers and different topics. One of our regulars is a woman by the name of Karen Signa, whose talk is How to Love Your Body. And a lot of us, especially as we age, our bodies change.
Yes.
And how do we love our bodies no matter
yeah.
what shape they're in? So right. she's a fabulous and popular speaker. Our keynote, by the way, is a woman by the name of Hollister Rand. And she comes to us from California.
Mm-hmm.
She's a medium.
Oh, okay.
So she does a program about connecting with people who we don't see their bodies anymore.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So she will do a discussion about that, and also she will connect some people, not everybody, but some people. So that's an idea
Wonderful.
Of what our speakers are about.
And Paula, yeah. you have an after hours program that's very new this
year.
This
is something new we're doing with a woman named Sasha, who used to be Zoe Palm, or formerly Zoe Palm, and she is mm-hmm. doing an after hours gallery. Meaning she's going to call in some people who have passed over for her audience, and we'll see who shows up. Those things, you never know who's, you can't place an order. I want to speak to Grandpa.
Right,
you just have
right.
to see who shows up. But that
Absolutely.
Is something new, this Awaken Fair.
Very
after
interesting.
The fair.
Very interesting. So really very different. And it's interesting for me to see, because I know fairs like this, in places like California, are like they've been around forever. They're huge and they're humongous, but somehow the ones here in the Northeast, there's a different energy about them that feels in some ways not as huge, not as big, not as showy, but grounded and still very informative in a way. And that people who are coming, they're really open-hearted and open-minded, mm-hmm. and they're really looking to improve themselves and
exactly.
get something that they can use
exactly.
in their day-to-day lives.
Exactly. You know, my tagline and really my mission is awaken to your best self.
Mm.
And what that means is there's a lot of possibilities out there that we don't really know about. Like
right.
who knew about Beamer 2 years ago?
Right.
You know,
right.
who knew about polarity 10 years ago. So there's lots of possibilities out there that people don't know about. And this is an opportunity for them to explore. And not everything is for everybody. That's, of course.
Right.
But
right.
It's like going to a smorgasbord.
Now. I mean, I remember I've been an energy healer myself now for probably 11, 12 years, something like that. And when I first became an energy healer, yeah, I learned about like a few different modalities. But like in the last 3 to 4 years, I feel like every week I'm hearing about a new modality.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm trained in things like I'm a Reiki master practitioner as well. And I magnified healing, the journey work, Sedona method, celestial light healing, Ewan method, theta healing. And the list goes on and on. And it's like I can't even call what I do anymore any of the things that I've learned because they all kind of like mash together.
To your particular
To my
healing.
Particular thing. Yeah, so now I have to call them something different. And so when I tell people what I do, it like it doesn't mean anything because it's just what I do.
And so that's why it's such a great thing for people to come to the Awaken Fair because, you know, it's that old thing about you can tell somebody what strawberry ice cream tastes like, but until they taste it, they don't know. So at the Awaken Fair, they can actually taste a variety of healings and see what works for them. And it's so powerful. You know, Elliot was talking about that before. It's so powerful, and yet so many people are unaware of how beneficial it can be to them and their lives.
Right.
The thing about the Awaken Fair and the vendors that Paula was talking about is that everyone I've met who's there with a table to sell something is there not to sell something, but to help people through selling something. Mm-hmm. And at other places I've been, it's not like that. So this is a very positive, life-affirming feeling.
Wonderful. And Elliot, you're not a millennial. You've been around for a little bit.
I mean, I'm not. Wait a minute.
No, the millennials are over there on the side. The interns are over there, and I see they're smiling a lot about what's going on.
But you see, for me, I feel like my life starts every day. I don't really feel that I've been around for a little bit. Until I pass a mirror by accident. It's actually true.
Absolutely, but I mean, what today like really gives you hope for the future? You know, with all the things going on, and we mentioned this before. Like, what kinds of things do you experience? Do you see today? Do you notice that like make you go like there is hope for humanity?
God, well. The only, I only have an inner experience that can say that.
Right.
And when I wake up every day and walk around every day and see beautiful things that I pass, either someone smiling at somebody else or helping someone else, or ideas that I have and projects I want to do, that gives me hope for the future because it comes from, I mean, I know how much I have to share and I know how much Paula has to share and I imagine Lydia has a lot to share also and you do. And so there's so many people that have so much good stuff to share that we only can hope and expect that will rise to the surface above the media, which is focused on what's wrong with the world.
Right.
And for me, the way to change the world is to focus on what's right with the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of all these people have something to share, we have a caller on the line. Carlissa, is that you?
Carlissa.
Finally. Yeah, hi, everybody.
She was trying to get through on my cell.
Okay.
Wrong phone number.
Welcome, Carlissa. And so you're going to be there on Sunday?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what are you going to be sharing with the people at the Awaken Fair?
Well, I'm actually one of the vendors, and I do handmade skincare products.
Amazing
soaps. I do soap, salve, and baby powder.
Oh, okay. And what got you interested in providing those kinds of products to people?
Honestly, it started with my own personal journey towards good health. Mm-hmm. I took a detox class, and they talked about all of the toxins and carcinogens and things like that are in regular commercial products. And they gave me a list of toxins to look out for, and I ran home and started to look in my cabinet, and I immediately started throwing stuff out and realized I didn't have anything healthy to use.
Right.
I ended up going to the store, purchasing a product that I thought was healthy, and it was purple. And my question was, well, if I'm trying to stay away from dyes and colorants and things like that, why is it purple? And the label couldn't explain it to me. So I ended up taking classes to, you know, just understand, and it turned out I love making the stuff. So I, you know, eventually it turned into, you know, a business.
Oh, wonderful. So sort of your personal mission became a passion.
Exactly.
Wonderful. And so why did you choose Awaken Fair to exhibit at?
Honestly, I found them online. I started going to Paula's event back in 2016, and I wasn't even sure what to expect, but, you know, I just thought I'd try it. And I have been back for every single event since, because I just love, the energy that's there. It's a real sense of community, and it's just, lovely people in a lovely space. So my very first, time there, these other vendors came over and they introduced themselves to me and we were talking. And they knew it was my very first, big show, and it was our first time there. And at the end of the evening, they actually brought us, these little pendants for me and my mom, who was helping me, brought us these pendants as gifts to welcome us to the fair. It was just so lovely and just such a lovely atmosphere. So you just have to go back for each one.
That's wonderful. So it's not like the other vendors saw you as, competition, oh, you're taking some of the dollars in the room. They're actually, treating you like family.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah,
and you see some of the same faces over and over, and you get to say hi, and it's a real sense of community.
Oh, wonderful, aww. Wonderful. That's beautiful.
That's so nice to hear. And I want to say for everybody who's listening, you can find Carlissa generally near the beginning of the fair. Come in, and she's on the right hand side and smiling, and she's always got such an interesting display of soaps that she's made up with all kinds of herbs and herbal essences and just things that are not only healthy for you, but smell good and feel good. I'm always there with my credit card. So,
Carlissa,
one of my excellent vendors.
I know you do a lot of different fairs, and we bump into each other. Am I doing the PR for some of my clients? And we bump into each other at a lot of different events. What to you, as a vendor who knows, makes Awakens Fair so unique?
Okay, Carlissa, do me a favor. Let's hold your answer for 1 second. We got to take a quick break. And if you could hang on the phone, I want you to answer that as soon as we come back from break, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
All right,
thanks,
wonderful.
Sweetie.
So everybody, please stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com. Hello, this is Bruce Chamoff, host of The Web Design and Technology Coach. Join me and my guests every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. as we discuss the latest in web design, social media marketing, search engine optimization, and technology. We also discuss popular topics including WordPress, making money online, better Google rankings, and more. Every month, we also feature the best unsigned music from around the world right here on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Carlissa, are you still on the line?
Carlissa? Lost you.
Hello?
I think she's washing her hands.
Yeah, is she on mute? No. She dropped? Oh, well.
She'll ring
the
back
phone
if she
linking.
Can.
All right. Okay. All right. So, Lydia.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to throw it back in your end.
All righty.
So, you were really instrumental in kind of getting me to the Awaken Fairs, even though yes. many people have tried to introduce me to Paul over the years, saying, oh, you should talk to Paul, you should talk to Paul. I think uh-huh. we even maybe briefly had an email exchange or a phone conversation a couple of years ago. What is it about Awaken Fair that really draws you? Oh, she's back. Carlissa, you back?
Carlissa, let's let her tell us.
Carlissa, you there?
Hey, Coach.
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, okay.
Yay.
So you wanted to know what makes the Awaken Fair unique as a vendor?
Yes.
Personally, it really is about, you know, just the people that are there. So, you know, all the different people that you interact with, even like, you know, the attendees, everyone's on a different path on their journey. There are different stages. And so I feel like it's a really good exchange of information, you know, and it really helps me to understand, you know, what people's needs are and you know, some of the issues that they have, which helps me to develop, you know, better products. But then also it's just that really personal touch. It's not a matter of commerce. It really is a sense of community.
Cool. So
awesome.
It's really like the vendors are part of the family.
Family reunion.
Absolutely. Yeah, as well as all of the attendees, because some of the attendees, I see them, you know, over and over, and they'll say, hey, you're back, you know, glad to see you. You know, this is what I would like this time. Or, you know, even if they don't purchase anything, you know, they're still welcome to have our information, right. You know, because I hand out a toxin sheet similar to the one I received at the detox class, you know, because everyone should know about, you know, the harmful things that are in commercial skincare.
Yeah. Okay, Elliot, I see you want to say something.
Yeah, the question you asked me before, it just kind of the answer just came to me that what gives me hope and expectations that things are going to work out and be is that there's so much beauty in life and such a treasure, and every moment is such a pleasure. And the modalities that are taught, that are presented at fairs like the Awaken Fair, especially at the Awaken Fair, but other fairs also, can lead you to that. And if you're unhappy, right. if you're not physically well, there's all ways to help yourself and to have people to help you. So the fact that there is so much beauty is what gives me hope, because people just don't know about it or know how to reach it. Right. And the teachers that come to this, both selling things and giving things away, are there to try and share positive information to help people have a good, happy life. And that's what really gives me hope, because it is there. It's there for everyone to just reach out and take.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, Carlissa, before we let you go, how do you have a website for your products? How do people find your stuff outside of the Awaken
Fair? They can reach me at myskinharmony.care.
Myskinharmony.care.
Myskinharmony.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Awesome.
And they can also email me at myskinharmony@gmail.com.
Okay, wonderful, Carlissa. Well, thank you for calling in and joining the conversation.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you all on Sunday.
See you Sunday,
sweetheart.
Yes, I'm
definitely stopping by your booth. I'll probably have to pick up something for my wife to bring back, because I'll be away all day.
Absolutely.
All right, I'll see you there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You know, I think she is, in a certain way, typical of many of our vendors, in that she saw a poisoning that was happening in the world. And in her case, it was a poisoning through the skin, but, you know, through what we eat, through what we drink, through what we breathe. And she chose to find a way to offer a product that eliminated the poisoning that was only about good. And I would say every single one of the products that are presented at the fair have that kind of a foundation. It's about being healthy, about being healthier. Sometimes people don't even know that they're poisoning themselves.
Right,
and they come to the
right.
fair and they find out some amazing information right. about how to be healthier.
Yeah. So do you have many other vendors who also like have some home created product? Like, it's not just people selling books and crystals. Like, there's actually some homemade stuff there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Carlissa is one of many people whose businesses are really in their homes, because they're making stuff, whatever the stuff might be, including right. body products like hers, including jewelry, a lot of handmade, individual, unique jewelry that you won't bump into somebody wearing the same thing, because that particular item is a one-of-a-kind item. A lot of that at the Awaken Fair. And, you know, you mentioned crystals. Crystals are big, and I see you have some big crystals
yes.
on your desk. Wow, look at all that energy.
Yeah, well, you know, 8 years ago, my wife and I started this wellness center, all of a sudden my hobby became a business expense. And so, there's a gem and mineral show that happens down the block at 57th Street twice a year. So I go into the dealer's room and like...
So you get in there and grab some good stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. So lots of knowledgeable crystal vendors at the fair who can tell people what the various crystals and minerals are good for. For example, your rose quartz that's about universal love and creating good feelings in this room like we're talking about at the Awaken Fair.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's a place where not only people can find stuff, but they're going to get educated in the process.
Absolutely. That really, that's the issue is the education.
Yeah.
Seeing stuff, buying stuff is all secondary. The number one thing is getting educated about what's going to help you live a better life, be your best self, awaken to your best self.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
Zoe was just trying to get in.
Okay.
Also, your after-hours medium that you chatted with us about.
Zoe is a reader, so she will be doing... That's the fourth category that we didn't really talk about. It was always meant to be kind of a... You know, the cherry on the sundae, the intuitive readings. But it's so popular.
Yes. Well,
people
everybody loves the dessert, right?
Absolutely. So we've got lots of intuitive readers, psychics, mediums, people who read palms. I love getting my palm read.
Would you say like this is okay for somebody who's like new to all this stuff as well as people who have been into this stuff for years? Like,
totally.
You don't have to be, you know, fully into it to come and appreciate what's there, that it's a great place to sort of dip your toe in the water and even begin to learn about some of these things.
I think that's probably the majority of people who have come to us over the years are people who know a tiny bit, like, oh, I heard about Reiki. I have no idea what it is, but I heard about it. Or my friend has a crystal necklace and it's really interesting. It's got some special energy. Those people who have a tiny bit of information and want more come to the Awaken Fair and get so much more. I'll tell you something about that. A lot of people come thinking they're going to spend, let me go for an hour and then I'll go, whatever. And people spend all day. The average person spends between 4 hours and the whole day.
Wow.
Not expecting to, because there's so much stuff there.
Right. What is the whole day? When does it kick off in the morning and how late does it go?
So it's from 10 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon on Sunday, April 22nd, which is the Sunday. It's at the Doubletree Hotel in Tarrytown in the Grand Ballroom. We used to be in the smaller ballroom, but we've grown. So now we're in the grand ballroom. And we also have three other rooms outside the ballroom for the speakers because we keep growing. Every event is popular, well-attended, and pushes us to the next level. So we love that. And after the fair at 5:30, we have a medium gallery with Zoe right in one of the speaker rooms of the fair. Mm-hmm. And we also have a VIP ticket that lets people come in before the fair at 8:45, and they have a half-hour meditation, both a learning and a doing session, and then a half-hour healing session. And Elliot is going to be the person who leads the healing session for the VIP guests at 9:30.
Wonderful. Wow, so it's really a full day, isn't it?
It is a full day. People keep pushing for a two-day event. We'll see. It's not that yet, but it's like it's starting to burst at the seams, you know?
It starts earlier than
it starts. It ends later than it really ends, so we'll see what happens.
It really is a very delightful experience. As I said, I'm really busy in my life, and the only reason people don't stay more than 4 hours is if they come late and it closes. Once you're there, you don't want to leave till the end of the
It's a lot of fun. It's like
really,
leaving
really
old
nice.
Friends.
It's fun and interesting.
Yeah. Wonderful. And speaking of old friends, just a quick shout-out to some of my old friends on the Facebook Live. Nicole, GP, thank you for tuning in. And Adam Lamb, who is a former guest on my show. Thank you guys for tuning in on the Facebook live stream. And again, we're talking all about the Awaken Fair that happens this Sunday, April 22nd, from 10 a.m. to
5
p.m.
Doubletree Hotel.
Doubletree Hotel in Tarrytown. And you can find out all the information at awakenfair.com.
Perfect.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. Let's take our last break of the show. And then when we come back, hopefully we'll may even have another caller and we'll give our audience some other little juicy tidbits to let them know before they come. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
Hello, this is Bruce Chamoff, host of The Web Design and Technology Coach. Join me and my guests every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. as we discuss the latest in web design, social media marketing, search engine optimization, and technology. We also discuss popular topics, including WordPress, making money online, better Google rankings, and more. Every month, we also feature the best unsigned music from around the world, right here on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking all this hour with the founder and owner of the Awaken Fair, Paula Caracappa, and Elliot
Landy.
Landy, one of her guests, and
Dr. Tranquility, Dottie, Dr. Lydia, at your service.
All right, and we have another presenter from the show on the air. I believe this is Zoe on the line.
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Zosha Gray, formerly Zoe Palm, and I'm thrilled to be on and being able to talk with you. I have been with the Awaken Fair for several years, so I'm going to be doing a spirit communication gallery, which is something new to the Awaken Fair, and so I've invited a lot of guests and a lot of my friends, and any questions that people may have about the gallery. I'll also be doing private readings, as I have always done. I do tarot, palmistry, and of course I do communicate with animals and your past loved ones. And, so I'll be there at the Awaken Fair.
How long have you
the After Hours Gallery.
And Sasha, how long have you been a medium?
I'm 43 years of age, and so the gift was basically from birth. I have been working professionally for about 20 years. I've traveled all over. I've been to different countries. It's been a grateful experience for me.
And Sasha has been with us for a long time, actually. She took a break for a few years, and she's back again. This is her rebirth at the Awaken Fair, at this coming fair. So I'm sure many people who have been with her previously and enjoyed readings with her will come back just for readings with her. She is always booked up, filled up very rapidly.
Yeah.
So for anyone who has enjoyed a reading with her in the past, come early, get your appointment, because she will end up totally booked up. And then there is the gallery after the fair.
And so, Sasha, what brought you back to the Awaken Fair? What is it about the Awaken Fair that really keeps you coming back, you know, after so many years?
I absolutely love the Awaken Fair. I took a year and a half, two years off because I did a tour. I started doing tours, and I went and did a lot of different kinds of healing forms. I have 17 also master modalities in healing. So what brought me back to the Awakened Fair basically was that it is my rebirth. My name formerly was Zoe Palm. I am known for Gypsy Crossover, and there are very few people who are literally Romney Gypsy, and I come from Nashtekka, Pequot, and Mohegan tribe. So that Gypsy Crossover, doing palmistry and tarot cards at the very same time while receiving messages from the my ancestors, the people who are in front of me, the ancestors, their beloved, is kind of an interesting mix. And what brings me back to the Awakened Fair is kind of like I have been the, like Paula said, very top racer. That's why I'm always booked. I always stay late. But what brought me back was that I'm now enlightened. I changed my name back to Zusha Gray, which brings me back to my original roots. Gray, G-R-A-Y, instead of G-R-E-Y, being like the balance between yin and yang. I've learned a lot about the earth magic. Being raised, like I said, being raised by someone who's shaman. And then with my mother and my mother's lineage being the gypsy side, Romanian, where tarot cards and all of the world of mystique and magic come together, I'm just reborn. I'm able to go back to my roots. And I've done lots of meditation. And I've been, like I said, I've traveled all over the world. I took my tour to Miami. I've been to Los Angeles. I went out of the country to Greece. I went to Cancun to Mexico, and just learning from different master teachers enlightened me and changed me for good.
And we're so happy to have you back.
And I'm ready.
Yeah, wonderful. Yay. So
share
Paula,
my gifts with everyone.
You've known Zusha for years. How have you seen her change over the years?
That's an excellent question. You know, I do have readings with all of my readers, so that I can get a good feel for them. And so I have had readings with her in the past, and she does an amazing reading of the hand. That it's not what I expected. It's very much about the structure of the hand, and so. I haven't had a reading with her recently, so I can't answer your question until I have a reading with her this weekend. But I can tell you that she is a very spiritual person who is always growing and always looking to enhance her skills and make herself better and better. So there's no doubt in my mind that as terrific as she was in the past, that she has come to a new level. And we'll be very excited to see what that is this weekend.
Yes. All right, wonderful.
The best of me has yet to come.
I love that. Okay.
Awesome.
For truth, as you grow and evolve and change, sometimes you must go back to your roots to really see who you are supposed to be. And my pathway, all of our pathways, like I say, the soul is whole, W-H-O-L-E, at birth, before we actually come into this life form body. And it's whole when we leave. The journey is what puts H-O-L-E-S within ourselves. So what I've learned in this transformation is becoming whole the whole process of enlightenment. Mm-hmm. And you need to hold hands with one another. And I've learned in my time away and in different countries that holding hands with someone, even if you may have had differences in the past, just to love one another for 1 second, to put human back in humanity, will help us to be whole. We no longer will need to build walls. Everything is about a circle, being whole, going back to your roots. The beginning and end are the same. Yin and yang, very much the same. And so what brings me back to the Awakened Fair really is to help everyone else to heal themselves. We heal each other by holding hands, becoming whole, W-H-O-L-E. When you let go, that circle becomes a line, and it divides us, and it makes us less as everyone for the whole world. So it makes us less. It divides us, and I believe truly that I use the hand a little bit differently than most traditional people who have read books and things like that. The touch of someone, I hold their hand. I don't just look at the lines that their life map guides me with. I hold their lines. Their hand, and I feel what their body is saying, and I can get right into their own spirit and and I can hear the blessings from their ancestors and people who need to give them information. And basically, in working with healing and assisting someone in whatever they need to ask, whatever questions they have, whatever their life map says in their hand, it helps to heal myself. And that's how I know that we are just all whole. And that's what brings me back to the Awaken Fair, is because your awakening is yet to come. When you join hands with all and you walk through the doorway and enjoy like a spirit communication gallery, it's not always about what your reading may be or what your experience may be. Right. It's about becoming whole again and holding hands with the person that's your neighbor or stranger that you don't know. And I do. I do read the hand a lot differently. I definitely am not your traditional by-the-book person. This is a gift that was gifted to me. I was born this way, definitely.
Beautiful.
And I've evolved because I've trained with master teachers. And now it's, you know, then I was able to be a student and now I'm teaching. But in teaching, truly, it's the same thing as being a student.
Wonderful.
Gifted and I want to share my gift because sharing my gift makes me whole. And that's all that I've ever wanted to be.
Okay.
So I say the best of me is yet to come, and gray is perfect match with yin and yang. It is finding balance and becoming whole for infinity. The number 8, which is my birth number, March 8th, is truly on its side, infinity, yin and yang. And that is the gray. That is being in balance, and it is going to be the infinity. The beginning and the end are the same thing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sasha. Thank you.
But really, the flight is easy. It's landing that's the difficult part.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to make sure that we get in. You can find Sam and I and our podcast
live
at Awakens Fair. And we're talking all about podcasting and how to do it successfully. You guys know I've been doing it for almost 20 years now, both on terrestrial radio and in the podcast arena. Sam's been doing it for almost a decade now or more as well, here at this amazing wellness center, Double Diamond Wellness, here on 73rd. Just incredible. So find the link, and you'll be able to Google it. It's Dr. Dr. Tranquility TV dot Kling, CLEENG.com/podcast your way to prosperity. But if you just type in Dr. Tranquility TV, the available streams, video on demands, will pop up. And podcasting your way to prosperity. We're filming it Sunday at 11:45 during our presentation.
Yes, it'll be streaming live.
You too can
and,
do it from
And
home.
Anybody, if you've subscribed to our newsletter, you just scroll down to the bottom of the newsletter. You'll see the image with all the information. Just click on the image. It'll take you straight to the link.
Or Facebook.
And on Facebook, we'll have the link
Both
posted as well. Yes. Okay, so just to close out, we only got a minute left, Paula. I just want to ask you, what's one short daily ritual that you do that we can share with our audience to help them in their lives?
I breathe. And I don't mean I breathe like I breathe, but I take the time to take a deep cleansing breath, hold it, release it slowly. And just one breath changes my attitude. And if I take the time to do that 3-5 times, changes my whole day.
Yeah, yeah. They say the breath is the tether to the spirit, isn't it?
It is.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show today, Paula.
Thank you.
Elliot, a pleasure to meet you. Thank you so much for coming. Lydia, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Dr. Tranquility in the House.
Yes. All right. So that wraps up our special edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour. Thank you all for tuning in and staying with us for the hour. Of course, tomorrow, Friday, we have a brand new show on the network. I forgot even to announce this before. Building the Blockchain. You've heard all about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
Blockchain.
These guys are going to be talking all about it starting at 11 a.m. on Fridays. Starting tomorrow, followed by, of course, Follow Me Friday with Joan and Priya and Tony Martinetti, Nonprofit Radio. Thank you all for tuning in. We will talk to you next week. Take care.
Bye, guys.
You are listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Hi, I am Dr. Tranquility of Dr. Tranquility PR, successfully meeting the media needs of the wellness community. As an expert myself for major mainstream media, radio, TV, and print magazines, I now help you book interviews for broadcast radio, podcast, television, and IPTV, as well as many, many magazines. Reach me, 212-920-1603.
Are you feeling unhappy with your body, shape, or size? Ever feel out of control with food? I'm Elizabeth from Nourish the Soul, and on this show, you will uncover the root to these imbalances and discover a permanent solution to having a healthy relationship to food and your body. Join us every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to SecretsOfTheSire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.